With everyone.
这次讲习会被安排到三节课。
And this seminar, I'm assigned to teach three classes.
这一节跟大家来学习分辨时候，认清使命。
This class I would like to share with everyone, discerning the time and knowing the mission.
第二节要跟大家来学习传福音的人。
And second class, I will talk about the people who preach the gospel.
第三节要学习传福音的教会。
And the third class will be the church that preaches the gospel.
首先我们来看马太福音十六章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音的十六章。
Matthew 16.
我们从第一节到第三节，请读。
Verses 1 to 3, verse 1. Then the Pharisees and Sadducees came and testing him, asked him, he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said to them, When it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be a foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. Hypocrites, you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times.
这里主耶稣在说，当时的法利赛人知道分辨天上的气色。
Jesus says the Pharisees know how to discern the face of the sky.
晚上天发红，就说明天会晴天。
When it is evening, you say it will be a fair weather for the sky is red.
早上天发红又发黑，就说会下雨。
And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening.
可见他们非常的聪明，懂得知道用头脑来判断。这个气候的变化。
They're very smart. They can discern the weather.
但是在第三节说你们倒不能分辨这个时候。
But verse 3 says, hypocrites, you know how to you cannot discern the signs of the times.
所以法利赛没有办法分辨时候。
The Pharisees cannot discern the time.
那到底那个是什么时候？
What are the times?
然后看第四节。
Let's read verse 4. 请4. A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign shall be given to it, except the sign of the prophet Jonah, and he left them and departed.
这个在地方在讲，那是一个淫乱邪恶的世代。
Jesus called it a wicked and adulterous generation.
分辨时候。
To seek after a sign.
我们每一个人有每一个人的时候。
We all have our own time.
生老病病死有他的时候。
We are born and we grow old and we die.
但是整个人类历史也有他的时候。
And in all human history, there is a time.
听说在斯坦福大学有一个末日时钟。
In Stanford, there is an end times clock.
Doomsday
clock.
以前就是到11:56。
好像是。At 11:56.
那这个总统上任以后往前调一分钟。
And when the president was elected, it moved forward 1 minute.
就是这个时钟到12:00，这一天就结束了。
When it hits 12:00, the day is over.
那这些人发明末日时钟，他并没有不是站在宗教在看。
And when they invented this clock, they did not invent it out of religion.
是从整个大环境的污染。
It is from pollution in the environment.
还有气候的变化，温室效应。
And the change in climate.
还有核子弹的发明，核子弹的扩散。
And the development of nuclear weapons.
还有各地地方的战乱。
And all the wars.
这样把它综合起来如果12:00世界结束，现在已经11:57。
And they combined it all together, and it is already at 11:57.
知识增加，忧伤就增加。
The growth of knowledge leads to more sorrow.
当然，我们懂得越多，了解社会上越多的现象，我们知道这个世界已经快要结束。
Of course, the more we know that the world is coming to an end.
那我们回到世界上回到圣经来看，也是这样。
And it is the same in the Bible.
我们现在看马太福音二十四章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章是在讲主耶稣要来以前的预兆。
And Matthew chapter 24 talks about the signs of Jesus' coming.
然后从第五节开始
starting from verse 5,
就提到有打战的风声
and there will be rumors of wars.
然后接下去有饥荒有地震
and be famines and earthquakes.
然后第八节这是灾难的起头
and in verse 8, it will be the beginning of sorrows.
但是在二十四章在讲世界的末日的时候在十四节
and in
他讲一件事情
14 about the end of times.
请读
Verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
这里地方讲天国的福音要传遍天下。
The gospel of kingdom will be preached in all the world.
对万民做见证。
As a witness to all the nations.
这个万民就是世界上每一个人。
And this nation refers to everyone in the world.
然后末期再来到。
And then the end will come.
就是主耶稣第二再临降临就到了。
This is the second coming of Jesus.
那这个天国的福音是什么？
And what is the gospel of the kingdom?
这个天国的福音就是使徒时代所传的福音。
This gospel was preached in the time of apostles.
也就是当初
And in the
保罗告诉提多，这是我们的共信之道。
When Paul told Titus, this is our common faith.
那这个共信之道在当时就是启示给使徒教会。
This common faith was revealed to the apostolic church.
是一次交付圣徒的真道。
It was revealed to the saints.
这是非常宝贵的道理。
It is a very precious truth.
所以保罗在加拉太书讲得很清楚。
In Galatians, Paul said very clearly,
如果有谁传福音给你们跟我传的不同
If anyone preached a different gospel,
他讲得很严厉啊，这要受咒诅啊。
It was very severe, he said this person will be cursed.
所以保罗对他所传的福音相当有把握。
Paul was very sure of the gospel he preached.
因为他是从神启示的福音。
Because God revealed it to him.
今天这个福音借着圣灵的降临就降临在我们真教会
Today,
托付在我们真教会里面。
This gospel was entrusted to the true church with the Holy Spirit.
所以每一个真教会的信徒当我们来信耶稣不管你是看见听见摸到不怎么样进到我们这个真教会。
And so every member of the true church regardless how you came to church.
我们需要脱离初信那个开端。
We need to leave the beginning of faith.
这个初信的开端就是一直在求神的恩典。
This beginning is continually asking for the grace of God.
不做我们因为渴慕神的恩典所进到这个末世的方舟得救的真教会。
It is good that we thirst after God's grace, so we enter into this ark.
但是我们要长大成人。
But we need to grow up.
我们要进一步的在这个教会里面来承担神所托付我们的责任。
In this church, we need to bear the burden that God gives us.
也就是我要怎么做能够帮助把神的托付传遍天下。
What must we do to preach the gospel to the end of the world?
所以我们要分辨我们的时候。
We need to discern our times.
然后认清我们的使命。
And to know our missions.
但是当一个人进到基督里面。
When one comes into Christ,
他有丰盛的恩典。
He receives abundant grace.
所以我们人生活越来越蒙福。
And we have a very, very blessed life.
因此有时候我们就忘记我们在什么时候。
And we forget our times.
我们也忘记了我们的使命是什么。
We forget our missions.
历史上会重演的。
And history repeats itself.
我们看马太福音二十五章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音的二十五章。
Matthew 25.
二十五章的二十四章马太二十四章
Matthew chapter 24
三十六节
verse 36
一直到三十九节
verses 36 to 39 But of that day and hour no one knows not even the angel of heaven but my father only but as the days of Noah were so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will be the coming of the Son of Man be.
啊，这个地方讲啊，主耶稣来的时候，没有人知道。
No one will know the coming of the Son of Man.
连天上的使者也不知道。
Not even the angels of heaven.
啊，接下去就讲挪亚的世代。
And it talks about the times of Noah.
啊，要怎样人子降临，也要怎样。
So also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
啊，所以主耶稣第二次再临是挪亚的日子重新再版。
So the son of the coming of the second coming of Jesus will be like the times of Noah.
好，那挪亚当时的人怎么生活
？How did they live?
啊，所以三十八节。
38.
说洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶。
Before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving marriage.
啊，吃喝有没有错
？Is it wrong to eat and drink?
圣经说神是给我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐，这是神的恩典。
It is a grace of God so that we can eat and drink.
啊，那嫁娶有没有错？
Is it wrong to marry?
圣经说神看亚当独居不好，就创造一个夏娃，让他成为婚姻，过一个幸福的家庭。
Bible says that God does not think it is good for Adam to be alone, so he gave him marriage.
而这个也是神的恩典。
It is also a grace of God.
那为什么这里特别要强调洪水以前人照常吃喝嫁娶？
Why does it focus that before the flood they were eating and drinking and marrying?
也就是当时世代的人已经忘记了挪亚替他们传警告。说大水要来到，你们要进入方舟，他已经忘记了。
The people at the times forgot that Noah preached the warning of the flood.
所以他整个生活的中心就是吃喝嫁娶。
The focus of their life were eating and drinking and marrying.
每一天的生活就想怎么吃喝更好。
Every day they think about how can they eat and drink better.
怎么让我们家庭生活更快乐。
How can they improve their family life?
当这个变成生活的焦点重心。
When it becomes the focus of their life,
好像照相一样，你对准一点，周围都模糊了。
Just like they point their camera and focus it.
所以，当一个人的生活对准了这两件事情，我们对属灵就变成不知不觉。
When it is focused on those things, then we ignore the spiritual things.
我们对准神的恩典，就忘记了神给我们的使命。
When we focus on the grace of God, we forget about the missions.
所以才有说直到挪亚进方舟的日子。
And it says, until the day that Noah entered the ark.
然后39节。
39.
不知不觉洪水来到，把他们全都冲去了。
And did not know until the flood came and took them all away.
所以对当时世代的人啊，洪水来到是不知不觉。
For the people at the time, they did not know the flood was coming.
也就是他没有预备了。
They were not prepared.
他已经忘记了洪水要来到。
They forgot the coming of the flood.
那下面说，人子降临也是这样。
So also the coming of the Son of Man would be.
所以大家在很享受生活的时候，忽然间主耶稣再临。
When people are enjoying their life, Son of Man will come.
因此我们要认清我们的时候。
We need to discern our times.
真教会的建立，这是末世的方舟。
Establishing of the true church is the ark of the end times.
那这个是末世的开始。
And this is the beginning of the end times.
当这个福音传遍的世界
，When the gospel is preached to all the world，
主耶稣再来就到了。
The Jesus will come again。
所以我们已经进到人类历史的最后一个阶段。
We're in the end times of human history。
如果看但以理书里面讲那个异象
，If we look at the vision in Daniel，
头是金的
，The head is gold。
再来是银的，再来是铜的
，Silver and bronze。
到腿的时候是铁的。
And the leg are iron.
到脚趾头是半铁半泥。
And toes were leg and ground.
有很多的国家，有的很硬，有的很软。
There are many nations. Some were harder and some were softer.
就是现在。
That is now.
然后一个大石头从天上下来。
When the rock came from the sky.
这个像就打碎了。
This image was destroyed.
人类历史就结束了。
The human history will end.
所以这个意象就是预表世界马上要进到最后一个阶段。
This vision prefigures the end times of human history.
所以我们要了解我们的时候。
So we need to discern our times.
那在这个时候
，And this time,
我们要做什么
？What do we need to do?
如果我们再看马太福音二十五章
，If we read Matthew chapter 25,
四十五节
，Verse 45.
请
45. Then he will answer them, saying, Surely I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.
好，马太二十四章多少节？四十五节。
Chapter 24, verse 45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master may ruler over his household to give them food in due season?
四十六节。
46. Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing.
所以在主耶稣要来之前，谁最有福气？
Who is the most blessed before the coming of Jesus?
有时候我们会羡慕别人，哦，别人不要上班，你看生活过得很好，我真的羡慕他很有福气。
We are jealous of those who don't have to go to work and are very blessed.
不然不错，这是福气。
And it is right, it is a blessing.
但是在主耶稣再来之前，什么样的人最有福气？
But before Jesus comes again, who are the ones that are most blessed?
所以四十六节，主来看见他这样行，那仆人就有福气，这个仆人最有福气。
The most blessed in 46, blessed is that servant whom his master when he comes will find so doing.
那这个仆人的福气是在哪里？
What is the blessing of this servant?
45节。
45.
他是有忠心又有见识的仆人。
He is a faithful and wise servant.
也就是在神面前他能够侍奉神。
Before God, he is serving.
而且他的侍奉又忠心又有见识。
And his service is faithful and wise.
忠心就是尽最大的力量去做。
Faithful meaning he tried his best.
见识就是有智慧，怎么能够把事情做得好，做得合神的心意。
And he has wisdom to fulfill the will of God.
服侍神从一方面来讲是辛苦的。
Serving God is hard.
比方说我们伯恩教会比较大，所以常常都在这边办讲习会。
For instance, Bowen Park Church is a big church, so we hold a lot of seminars.
你如果从一方面来讲，这里的信徒真的很辛苦。你到机场 LAX 接一趟，来回三个小时，大概要。
It is a lot of work for the members that they need to do pickups from LAX.
但是再从一方面来讲，这是福气。
But in another aspect, it is a blessing.
服侍神怎么不是福气呢？
Is it not a blessing to serve God?
所以我们在末世来到能够服侍神，这是恩典。
So in the end times to be able to serve God is a blessing.
所以哥林多前书十五章在讲耶稣复活。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 it talks about the resurrection of Jesus.
耶稣复活带给我们一个盼望。
Resurrection of Jesus gives us hope.
就是主耶稣再来，我们死的人也要复活。
That when he comes again, we those who die will live.
那没有死的人都要直接改变升天。
Those who did not die will transform and.
当他讲到复活，最后在讲什么
？And what is the conclusion of resurrection?
就是要坚定不可动摇。
That we must stand firm.
要竭力多做神的工。
We need to do the work of God.
因为这在主里是不突然的。
Because it is not in vain in the Lord.
就是说我们每一个侍奉都会蒙神纪念。
All of our service will be remembered by God.
所以前面在讲挪亚的世代。
So when it talks about the days of Noah.
到四十五节就在讲忠心有见识的仆人。
In verse 45, a faithful and wise servant.
那他做什么事情？
And what does he do?
如果我们看四十五节的下半句。
In the last part of verse 45.
按时分粮给他们。
Give them food in due season.
按时分粮。
Give them food in due season.
所以现在是整个世界最末了的时候。
We are at the end stage of the world.
如果我们是忠心的仆人。
If we are a faithful servant.
我们要按时分粮，到底要分什么粮？
We need to give food in due season, but what is this food?
如果我们回来看二十四章，马太二十四章。
If we look at Matthew chapter 24.
十四节，请读。
Verse 14. 14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
这里讲天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期就来到。
The gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
所以在末世，忠心的工人做的最有价值的一件事情，就是把天国的福音传遍天下。
In the end, the faithful servant will preach the gospel to all the world.
如果这个天国的福音是指着一般基督教传的福音，早就传遍天下了。
If the gospel of the kingdom refers to the gospel of Christianity, then it is already preached to all the world.
你在这个非洲最里面的那个丛林你就看到有人在读圣经。
In the deepest forest in Africa, you can see people reading the Bible.
很多宣教士在100年前都已经 传到丛林去了。
It is preached in those areas more than hundreds of years ago.
但是这个天国的福音就是真的会让人得救的福音。
The gospel of the kingdom will truly save people.
这个就是共信之道，一次托付给真教会的这个道理。
It is the common faith that was entrusted to the true church.
这个要传遍天下，然后主耶稣才再来。
It will be preached in all the world, and Jesus will come.
所以在这个末世要来的时候，我们知道我们的使命是什么。
So in the end times, we know our missions.
要忠心的把得救的福音传遍天下。
We need to faithfully preach the gospel of salvation.
当我们讲传到天下，我们一直就想到非洲去。
When we talk about preaching to all the world, we think about Africa.
其实美国就是全世界的天下的一部分。
Actually, United States is a part of the world.
我们伯恩教会牧养的范围就是天下的一部分。
The area of Bowen Park is a part of the world.
所以我们把我们教会负责的范围之内把福音传遍了，这个就是我们在做世界的宣道。
So if we can preach to the area that we are entrusted, then we are preaching to the world.
所以不是到很远的地方才是最有价值，才是世界宣道。
So not only not just going to very far places, that is preaching.
我们在我们负责的范围把福音传遍，这个就是在做宣道工作。
We preach in the area that we are responsible for, then we are preaching the gospel.
所以我们今天要认清我们的使命。
So today we need to know our missions.
我们来看马太福音马可福音十六章。
Let's read Mark chapter 16.
马可福音的十六章。
Mark 16.
十五节，还有十六节。
Verses 15 and 16. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned."
主耶稣对升天以前对门徒有两个交代。
Before the Lord Jesus departed, he had two responsibilities for the disciples.
这是第一个交代。
This is the first one.
往普天下去传福音给万民听。
Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
那为什么这么重要？
Why is it so important?
16节。
16.
信而受洗，必然得救。
He who believes and is baptized will be saved.
不信的必被定罪。
But he who does not believe will be condemned.
17节。
17.
信的人必有神迹奇事随着他们。
And these signs will follow those who believe.
也就是信的人他就要体会到神的恩典。
Those who believe will experience the blessing of God.
那往普天下去传这个得救的福音给万民听。
To go into all the world and preach the gospel of salvation.
在使徒时代如果我们看使徒行传最后福音已经传到罗马。
If we look at the end of the time of apostles, the gospel was preached to Rome.
所以在使徒时代所谓地级就是到罗马。
So in the time of apostles, the end of the world was referring to Rome.
那以后这个福音就改变了。
And the gospel has changed.
就后来就变成罗马的天主教。
It's changed into the Roman Catholics.
那现在神在二十世纪初期借着圣灵的降临把这个道理又启示给真教会。
In the beginning of the 20th century, through the Holy Spirit, the gospel was entrusted to the true church.
所以我们要把这个道理传遍天下。
We need to preach this gospel to all the world.
信而受洗，必然得救。
Those who believe will be saved.
所以我们教会确实是蒙福的。
So our church is blessed.
因为神建设我们教会成为末世的方舟。
God established our church to be the ark of end times.
要来传得救的福音。
To preach the gospel of salvation.
那我们现在来看这个福音的本身是什么样，是什么一回事。
So let's look at what is the gospel.
我们看罗马书第一章。
Let's read Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章的十六节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
罗马书第一章的十六节。
Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first and also for the Greek.
这里圣经说我不以福音为耻。
I am not ashamed of the gospel.
为什么人会以福音为耻？
Why would someone be ashamed of the gospel?
因为 福音所传过的地方都产生了改变。
Wherever the gospel is preached, there was a change.
下面说，福音是神的大能。
It is the power of God.
有能力才能够产生改变。
There is only change if there is power.
哦，没有能力，没有办法改变。
When there is no power, there is no change.
哦，所以福音传过的地方，圣经形容说是好像瘟疫一样。
When the gospel is preached, the Bible describes it as diseases.
哦，又好像搅动天下。
As it stirs the world.
Turn the heaven upside down.
And turns the world upside down.
哦，所以这个代表福音非常大的能力。
The gospel has great power.
啊，但是福音带给人的改变，让我们的生活就脱离了世俗的文化。
But and the changes that it brings it separates us from the cultures of the world.
啊，因为圣经的话带领我们进入新的想法、新的生活。
The words of the Bible leads us into new life and new thoughts.
啊，所以我们开始信耶稣以后，我们发现我们的想法跟甚至我们自己配偶的想法、我们自己的想法、家人的想法，好像越不一样。
When we believe in Jesus, we realize that our mindset is very different from those around us.
因此我们教会有好多人要带领他的家人来信主很难。
It is very hard for believers to bring their family members to church.
因为他活在他的文化里面几十年。
Because they've been in that culture for decades.
现在要来信耶稣跟大家不一样，他觉得很羞耻。
And to believe in Jesus, they may be ashamed.
大家都去拜偶像，我不拜。
And everyone worships idol, and I stop.
大家都拜祖宗，我不拜。
Everyone worships their ancestor, and I don't.
跟大家不同，他觉得很羞耻。
When they're very different from everyone else, they're ashamed.
但是我们要传福音，要不以福音为耻。
But we need to not be ashamed of the gospel.
因为这个福音是要救人的。
Because this gospel saves.
也是要救我们的。
It saves us.
所以这个有什么可以羞耻呢？
What is there to be ashamed of?
这个本身是好事。
It is a good thing.
而且是非常重要的一件事情。
It is also very important.
那第二个，当事人会以福音为耻，因为福音的中心人物是主耶稣。
And people are ashamed of the gospel because the gospel focuses on Jesus.
你看主耶稣的一生。
Let's look at the life of Jesus.
他没有家型美容。
He had no outward appearance.
他没有家世背景。
He had no background.
他没有正规的教育。
He had no education.
他没有钱财。
He had no wealth.
他什么都没有。
He had nothing.
今天如果一个宗教以什么都没有的一个人为主，谁会信呢？
Today, if a religion is based on someone who had nothing, who will believe?
所以当时要传一个被钉死在十字架上的耶稣，这个是很羞耻的。
So it was very shameful to preach about someone who was crucified on the cross.
但是主耶稣虽然死在十字架上，
When Jesus died on the cross,
他三天从死里复活。
Three days after he resurrected.
因此这个福音本身是神的大能。
The gospel was the word of God.
福音本身是神的荣耀。
Gospel was the glory of God.
所以圣经在讲神的荣耀显现有两个大方向。
When the Bible says the glory of God was manifested, there is two directions.
第一个就是创世纪讲神创造宇宙万物。
First, in the Genesis, God created the heaven and earth.
所以诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
So all creation manifests the glory of God.
你抬头看天上万象，这就是神的杰作，这就是神的荣耀。
You lift your head to the heavens, this is the glory of God.
但是保罗在论到福音。
But when Paul refers to the gospel.
在罗马书的十一章他就在提到这是神的大能，这是神的智慧，这是神的荣耀。
In Romans chapter 11 he says this is the power of God, this is the glory of God.
神能够借着福音让一个人罪得赦免。
Through the gospel God can save someone.
能够让一个人借着福音脱离魔鬼的掌管。
God can help someone to depart from the power of Satan.
能够借着福音脱离罪的控制。
That through the gospel, the person will not be controlled by sin.
能够借着福音让他从死里复活。
Through the gospel, one can be resurrected.
这个能力跟创造天地一样，非常的大。
This is a great power that created the world.
所以这是神的荣耀。
It is the glory of God.
所以不以福音为耻，这是一个最基本我们要传福音的开始。
To not be ashamed of the gospel is the beginning of preaching.
那 我们再看保罗在传福音的过程。
Let's look at when Paul preached.
这个福音带给人什么改变？
What changes did it bring to the people?
那所以今天为什么我们要在最末世的最后一个阶段去传福音？
Why do we need to preach at the end times?
因为这会带给人一个极大的改变。
Because it will bring great changes to people.
好，我们现在看使徒行传十三章。
Let's read Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章。
Acts chapter 13.
第五节
Verse 5.
使徒行传十三章第五节
Acts chapter 13 verse 5. And when they arrived in Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews. They also had John as their assistant.
这个十三章开始就在讲保罗开始第一次的宣道旅程。
In chapter 13, it was the first missionary trip of Paul.
是圣灵差遣他去宣道的。
The Holy Spirit sent him to preach.
然后第五节就在讲他讲什么。
In verse 5, it talks about his message.
他传讲神的道。
He preached the word of God.
这句很重要。
It is very important.
传讲神的道。
Preaching the word of God.
那神的道对方另外一个方向就是人的道。
And the other side of it is the word of human.
所以人的道跟神的道差在哪里？
What is the difference between the word of God and word of human?
人的道跟神的道差别就是人跟神的不同。
The difference is the differences between human and God.
那个差别就是天跟地的不同。
It is the difference between heaven and earth.
人是什么？
What is a human?
圣经说我们是微尘。
We are dust.
你有没有看到微尘？
Can you see dust?
没有。
No.
人也可以发明一套道理。
Human can invent a theology.
那如果人是微尘，请问他可以发明什么大道理呢？
But if human is only a dust, what can they invent?
那神是什么？
What is God?
神的伟大就是让天地你没有办法了解的。
God's greatness is cannot be understood.
他是无所不能。
He is all powerful.
所以神的道，这是个人跟人的道不一样，绝对不一样的。
So the word of God is very different from the word of human.
所以有时候我看到有的信徒大学毕业读到博士，然后开始在大学教书。
So I see some members after they graduated from college, they get a PhD and they start teaching in universities.
然后教了几十年，变成教授，最后退休。
And they become professors and they retire.
这是他的职业。
That's their profession.
因为每个人职业不同。
Everyone has different professions.
那我常常在想
And
如果他从大学毕业开始
after they graduated from college,
他就开始传神的道
they start to preach the word of God.
你从30岁传到65岁都在传神的道
from 30 years old to 65 years old, they preach the word of God.
这个对整个世界的影响是不一样的而且是差很多的
it will have a very different influence on the world.
你不管教书教几十年我们是在教人的道
Regardless of how many years they teach, they're teaching the word of human.
人的道有时候是真的没有办法改变人什么。
And word of human cannot make changes.
只是我们需要在世界上谋生，所以我需要学习。
We need to survive, so we need to learn.
但是神的道真的能够改变人。
But the word of God can change.
神就是借着他的道改变我们的想法。
God uses the word of God to change our thoughts.
想法改变，生活就变新的。
When our mindset is changed, then our lives is changed.
所以我们今天要传福音，因为这是神的道。
We need to preach the word of God.
那神的道跟着他的恩典来的。
And the word of God will follow His grace.
我们来看使徒行传十四章。
Let's read Acts chapter 14.
使徒行传十四章的第三节。
Acts chapter 14, verse 3.
请读。
Therefore they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands.
这里讲门徒依靠神放胆讲道。
The apostles spoke boldly in the Lord.
当然是讲神的道。
Of course, the word of God.
然后神借着他的手施行神迹奇事，证明他的恩道。
And God granted signs and wonders to be his witness.
所以这个恩典跟道理是恩典是跟在道理的后面。
So the grace will follow the word.
这个人的道办不来的。
This is not something human, word of human can do.
我们大家都知道，你到大学毕业去修了一个学位，请问有什么恩典跟着来
？After college, you get a degree. What grace will follow?
就是一个学位嘛。
You get a degree.
但是如果我们仔细查考神的道，
But if we study the word of God,
然后开始来遵行神的道，
And we start to obey the word of God,
那神就与我们同在，这个是主耶稣的应许。
Then God will abide with us. This is the promise of Jesus.
如果我们的爸爸很有钱，
If our fathers are very wealthy,
他与我们同在，住在我们家里面，
He abides with us and lives with us.
那你还缺乏什么？
What more do you need?
如果我们的天父与我们同在，
If our Heavenly Father abides with us,
他的恩典就充满我们的家庭。
His grace will fill our family.
那怎么让神的恩典充满？
How can we receive His grace?
就是要传神的道，要听神的道，要接受神的道。
We need to preach His word and receive His word.
所以这叫做恩典之道。
This is the word of grace.
是有时候我们遇到，看到一个人遇到困难，
When we see someone in difficulty,
我们想尽头脑要帮助他。
We think of ways to help them.
我们就发现说，我们帮不了什么忙。
And we realize we're not much, we cannot help much.
但是有一件事情，我们这真的可以帮他。
But one thing we can do.
就是我们传福音给他。
We can preach the gospel.
借着福音让他认识神。
Through the gospel, they know God.
跟神建立关系。
To establish a relationship with God.
那过了一段时间，你再回头看那一个人。
And after a while, you look at this person.
你发现他改变了。
You realize they changed.
为什么改变？
Why did they
因为神的恩典充满他。
Because they are filled with the grace of God.
所以他从以前的困难他已经离开了。
They have left their difficulties.
他的生命改变了。
Their life has changed.
他的生活改变了。
And their lifestyle changed.
为什么？因为他接受神的道，这是恩典的道。
Because they received the word of grace.
所以传神的道确实是非常非常的重要。
So it is very important to preach the word of God.
好，我们现在看使徒行传十三章。
Let's read Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章。
Acts chapter 13.
三十八节。
Verse
38.
38. Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins.
这里讲赦罪之道是由这个人传给你们。
Through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins.
请问世界的危机是什么？
What is the crisis of the world?
如果我们回到圣经，
If we look at the Bible,
世界最大的危机就是罪。
The greatest crisis of this world is sin.
为什么？
Why?
罪是跟人跟神的关系切断。
Because sin separates us from God.
跟生命的源头，跟恩典的源头切断。
We are separated from the source of life and source of grace.
所以我们今天的我，很多问题。
So we have a lot of problems.
为什么？因为我们原来跟神切断了。
Because we are separated from God.
那这个罪能够拿，如果能够拿掉，
But if we can take away this sin,
我们就重新跟神连上关系。
We can once again be connected to God.
我们就重新再回到伊甸园。
Then we return to the Garden of Eden.
所以要解决罪，只有一个回应，只有一个方法。
And there's only one way to resolve sin.
就是借着主耶稣。
Through Jesus Christ.
只有他能够解决我们的罪。
Only he can resolve our sins.
所以宗教很多。
There are many religions.
但是能够解决罪，主耶稣，我们罪的只有主耶稣。
Only Jesus can solve this problem of sin.
所以除他以外别无拯救。
So there is no other salvation beside him.
所以我们现在所传的就是这个赦罪之道。
So this is the word that we preach. We preach the forgiveness of sins.
我们再看使徒行传十三章。
Let's also read Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传的十三章。
Acts chapter 13.
四十八节。
48. Now when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as had been appointed to eternal life believed.
这个地方讲外邦人听见的神的道。
The Gentiles heard the word of the Lord.
预定得永生的都信了。
And those who had been appointed to eternal life believed.
所以神的道跟永生是连在一起的。
So the word of God is, connected to eternal life.
我们现在看再过五十年，我们当中有几个还坐在这里？
50 years from now, how many of us will be sitting here?
如果我们五十岁，五十年我们是一百岁的。
If we are 50 years old, then in 50 years we'll be 100.
如果我们当中有一百岁的，五十年后我们就有可能还在这里。
If we are 100 years old, then after 50 years.
如果我们当中有人是一百岁的，那就有可能五十年后我们还是会坐在这里。
If there is anyone who is 100, then after 50 years, they might be sitting here.
100年后我们都不见了。
And in 100 years, we will not be here.
但是如果我们现在接受这个得救的福音,
But if we receive this gospel of salvation,
我们消失在这个世界,
we are not in this world.
但是我们在乐园里面,
But,
所以今生的结束是永生的开始。
But we will be in the paradise because we will start our eternal life.
因此当我们传福音给别人,
When we preach the gospel to others,
不但要改变他今生的生命生活, 而且要带给他来世的盼望。
We will change their current life, but we will also give them the hope of eternal life.
没有一个爱比这个更有价值、更重要的。
There is no more valuable love than this.
所以这个福音今天就托付给我们大家。
And this gospel is entrusted to us.
我们现在来看罗马书第一章。
Let's read Romans chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
14节。
Verse 14. I am a debtor both to Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and unwise.
这里讲无论希腊人、化外人、聪明愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。
I am a debtor both to Greeks and barbarians, both to wise and to unwise.
欠债一定要还了。
We have to pay the debt.
那欠什么债?
What is the debt?
15节。
15.
我情愿将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
So as much as it in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also.
所以这个是保罗的志向。
This is the determination of Paul.
现在2019年已经进入三月了。
And this is March in 2019.
在年初每个人都有立他的志向。
In New Year's, we made our resolutions.
有人念志向，我要锻炼身体，所以一月你如果去那个 24/7 都客满了，好多人。
And so some people made a resolution to be fit. So if you go to gym, then it will be very crowded.
但是我们的志向有一个非常重要，就是要传福音。
But our resolution should be preaching the gospel.
在2019年我要传给谁
？Who are we preaching to in 2019?
把这个当作目标。
This is our goal.
这是还债。
This is repaying this debt.
如果我们债务还清了。
If we can repay this debt,
我们有一天见到主耶稣
when we see Lord Jesus,
我们坦然无惧，因为我已经还清了我的债。
We can be bold because we have repaid it.
我已经打好了美好的仗。
We have fought this battle.
现在就是要等候那公义的冠冕。
Then we are just waiting for the crown of righteousness.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
87首。
87。
A great day coming, a great day coming, there's a great day coming by and by. When the saint and the sinner shall be dwelling wherein, are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Judgment day. Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? There's a bright day coming, a bright day coming, there's a bright day coming by and by. And it's bright and shall only come to day. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? There's a sad day coming, a sad day coming, there's a sad day coming by and by. When the fish are in the net, are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready?
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们感谢主，我们有六十几位来参加我们这次的讲习会。
We thank the Lord that we have more than 60 participants to this seminar.
求主带领，让我们能够彼此激发，互相学习。
May the Lord guide us to help us encourage each other.
互相学习。
And to learn from each other.
说我们能够多得造就。
So that we can be edified.
我们最后我们一起来祷告，特别为这个讲习会来代祷。
And when we're in a concluding prayer, we'll pray for this seminar.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together.